This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, Attorney at Law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to the most exciting, entertaining, and sometimes informative radio show on Earth. Again, I always say that, except the alien shows late at night, driving across Nevada in a broken-down car while it's storming, raining, and lightning. So, this is Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Todd Kuhnen to my left, Denise Dirks to my right, and our producer, three-time Emmy Award nominee but never a winner, Cal Hunter, behind the glass. Thank you for sitting there and pushing the buttons. And Chris in Texas, who sits behind the board there. I rarely thank Chris. Thank you for being there, Chris, and making sure things run smoothly. Yeah.
It's a Chris that shows up every week.
No, it's another Chris.
No. This is Chris in Texas is a Chris that shows up every week, as opposed to another Chris whose effigy we have here in the studio, but whose presence we are very rarely graced with.
Hey, this is, those of you who are new to Radio Law Talk, Chris Rodriguez is a lawyer that graduated from Harvard. And he is, loves the people from MIT, and he sometimes graces our presence, but it's rare because he does have a real job where Denise and I and Todd sometimes show up to our job, or do we just work 24/7.
I work 24/7.
Rodriguez is gone again.
Yeah, he's gone. Hey, we are going to welcome a couple of new affiliates. KACT, 1360 AM in Andrews, Odessa.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Midland, Texas, and WSLA, 1560 AM in the New Orleans, Louisiana market. Thank you for joining us. Yeah, we're happy to have them. Let me tell you what happened this weekend. And I know that some of this is anecdotal, but I want to know about my radio host. I had to show up this week to a concert. Now, those of you who don't know me, we do have, our law firm has a nice skybox at the Golden One Center.
Nice is an understatement.
Yes, it's very, very, very nice. And I have to sometimes go, and Denise, you've been there, and Todd, you've been there, and Cal, you've been there too, right, Cal?
That's right. I went to see the Warriors play the Kings.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly. Oh, that was a good game.
I went to see the Celtics.
By the way, who won? The Warriors or Raptors? I didn't see it.
The Raptors won game one, but the Warriors will try to come back tonight.
Oh, okay. All right.
And Raptors have home field.
Home court.
Yes, so they won in Toronto.
They go,
where they're expected to win.
Right, and they go 2-2, 1-1-1. So,
yeah. Well, cool. Just an anecdotal side note, too. The Toronto Raptors allowed some of the old-timers to stand up, and the original draft pick, Damon Stoudemire, stood up, was their first draft pick. And Damon Stoudemire is a good friend of mine, by the way, and is the head coach of University of Pacific Basketball in the West Coast Conference. And we, my law firm in California, sponsors University of Pacific Basketball, and I love University of Pacific Basketball.
Is it like the Fred Penny floor or something like that?
Yeah, it has my name on the floor, and as I sit there, I sit where Jack Nicholson sits.
In the Lakers games.
Right. So I tell them I am the Jack Nicholson of Stockton, California. The difference is I make more than $50,000 a year, so that's why I sit there. Barely. I say that all the time anyway. But it's funny because the refs know generally who I am, and they'll walk over on my name and they'll step on it and laugh and just step on it.
Big fans of lawyers.
I want to do that.
Big fans of lawyers, are they?
Yeah. Can you see it? Can you see a lawyer's name on a basketball court?
I think it's great.
I think it's great, too. But anyway, so I had to show up, and I showed up to, Denise, do you know what concert I showed up to?
I think I know.
I do, but I don't know who it is.
Okay, who is it, Todd?
NKOTB,
right.
New Kids on the Block.
Oh, is that what it stood for?
Old Kids on the Block. I went to New Kids on the Block.
One of whose members' wife is my scorned love interest, Jenny McCarthy.
Oh, okay.
That's just a
was he there?
But yeah, he's in the band. Wahlberg is in the band. He's in New Kids on the Block.
Okay, so here's the point I'm trying to make.
Yes, please, do tell.
Cal is single. I'm Cal. Todd
Wait
is single.
Wait, not that I know.
Newsflash. Well, Cal's single now.
Thank you, dear.
Todd's single.
And nice to know you.
Todd, ready?
Yes.
I'd say 250 women to one man was the odds.
Those are odds that I can work with. However, 250 to 1, and each one of those guys is a member of the band.
That's exactly right. I showed up in the bathroom. There was two other guys in the bathroom as the lines were long outside the women's bathroom. And we all looked at each other, and I finally had to say something. I said it. I said, are we the only dudes in this whole arena? And the two guys looked at me and said, probably. I said, and then we both looked at each other. We all looked at each other and said, this is pretty good, huh? They said, yeah, this is good. So, anyway.
So, did they dance?
Oh, they did a good job. New Kids on the Block. It was really good. I left at halftime, but about halfway through, but that's about all I could handle. So, anyway, here at Radio Law Talk, we do stuff other than anecdotal stuff. Remember, we're talking about general topics of law. Seek local counsel. Again, what are the times that you can use our name in Radio Law Talk? What's the only times, Denise?
When they said we can.
sitting around the dinner table, sitting around the table at Thanksgiving, Christmas, or any other time you get the family together and somebody trots out the good old, well, they said, or they did a study, and they don't say who they is, you can come back and say, well, I'll see your they, and I'll up you, I'll raise you with a quote from Radio Law Talk.
That's
and that,
exactly right.
That plus the word please will probably get you an extra turkey leg on your plate.
That's exactly right. So use us then. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. If you want to email us at any time, it's info@RadioLawTalk. You can email us and Cal or I personally respond to some of them, so you can go ahead and email me. But we are so excited about how this show is growing, and it continues to grow. Cal, the most important thing we do is a thing called Case or No Case. And before we even get started, I want you to roll Case or No Case so the new affiliates will understand what it is.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
Remember, ladies and gentlemen, all of my research is not verified. It is simply the best I can come up with in the limited time that I have. So I take you now to the great state of Massachusetts, ladies and gentlemen, where Bart the Honey Bear Williams was finally home for good after serving 4 years in the military. As luck would have it and patriotic circumstances, he arrived back in Massachusetts on the 3rd of July. So the next day there was a big party in town welcoming Honey Bear home. Bart's wife, Glinda, had everything all ready, the DJ, the food, the adult beverages, and then the appointed hour arrived. The DJ from Super Sound Music first decided to play the national anthem, because after all, it was to welcome Bart home. And as she did so, Bart grabbed Glinda and whirled her out onto the dance floor. I mean, he was really glad to be home, and several of Bart's friends in law enforcement were there and looked at him and said, "You better stop dancing right now, or you're going to be arrested or, at very best, a citation." Bart refused. Now, Bart had been trying to find out which bud was for him, in all fairness, all day. You know, he'd been kind of celebrating. But nonetheless, he refused. And then when he refused, the officer pounced, cuffed him until the song was over, and then gave him a citation. Even though the officer was off duty at the time, he felt strongly about enforcing the law. And so I ask you, Bart, by the way, unimpressed with the ticket, he decided to consult a lawyer, and I ask you, case or no case? So, let's go with Denise. What say you?
Excellent.
What was the song they played?
The Star Spangled Banner.
Okay. It's a case.
It is a case.
They had a local ordinance that said whenever the Star Spangled Banner, oh, we're going to run out of time. Should I try to finish?
Try.
Okay. They had an ordinance that said you have to stand and you have to put your hand over your heart when the Star Spangled Banner is played in any public forum. So.
We'll be right back, and we're going to find out if Denise is right.
Stay tuned, where Radio Law Talk is coming right up, right here.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
I am Cameron Levitt, Chief Operating Officer of Concussion Medical Clinic. California's first concussion medical clinic is now open. As concussions increase each year, there has never been a greater need for concussion specialists. Our physicians at Concussion Medical Clinic are board certified in pediatric neurology and sports medicine and have partnered with universities, hospitals, and rehab clinics to expedite the recovery process. Simply put, we are elevating the standard of care. When you need an expert concussion opinion or concussion care, visit Concussion Medical Clinic to schedule your appointment.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PENNEYLawyers.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
To get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
We're back to the dancing war hero that had a couple of one or two drinks in Massachusetts. His sweetheart he was dancing with during the national anthem. The police that were off duty were there, were having issues with him, and they arrested him, cuffed him, and didn't arrest him, but cuffed him and gave him a citation for something. And Denise was opining that, it is a case, and maybe...
Well, I didn't say yet.
Oh, I thought you said it is a case.
I said so.
She said so, and then...
And I didn't get a finish because we went to break. So this is what I believe. I believe that it is a case, and that it ended up going all the way up to the Supreme Court of the state, and that the citation was overturned because you cannot have an ordinance that says that you have to stand up and put your hand over your heart and not do anything else during the Star Spangled Banner. That is an unconstitutional restriction on the right of freedom of assembly and the freedom of speech. Yeah,
wow,
good.
That was very intelligent.
Wow. Just a minute. I got to put my hand over my heart. Okay.
This is interesting because normally after such descriptions, Denise will then say,
"No case."
And no case.
Right.
But we're not there.
That was a great deal of profundity, Denise. Well done.
Well, thank you.
Very nice. Mr. Penny, what say you, case or no case?
How do I go after that? That's like playing a game after Michael Jordan in his prime time. You just don't do it.
On the Penny basketball floor.
That's exactly right. Denise, that was very thoughtful, intelligent, laid out nicely. And so I'm going to have to go with Denise. I agree 100% with what Denise said. Yeah. It was a case. I don't know if it went to the Supreme Court. I'm not going to say that. But it was a case, and he was given a citation for not standing while the national anthem, or it was a Star Spangled Banner, was it?
Yeah,
or,
same difference.
Same difference, okay. Denise was right, so I'm sticking with Denise.
Mr. Kunin, you do the strategery of going against the flow of the conventional wisdom?
Yeah, come on,
John. So we're already in a new round,
this
right?
This is everybody's 0-0 after last week.
And let me see if I understand what they're saying. So they're saying it's a case, and he was given a citation, and the citation was justified, so the actions of the officer giving him a citation was okay. Is that what you're saying?
No, we're saying
the opposite.
We're saying the opposite. Okay. Well,
we're saying the ordinance falls.
The ordinance falls. I am going to say,
assuming there's an ordinance. We're just assuming there is.
I'm going to do what we see oftentimes, which concur but for different reasons. And I'm going to say this is a case.
It's going to be a Ginsburg, huh?
Yes. probably more of a Clarence Thomas or a Scalia, but whatever. So I'm going to say this is a case, and there was a fact that you pointed out there where you said that they pounced upon him. And they cuffed him, and then after the national anthem and everything was over, they released him and issued him a citation. So I'm going to say that there is an ordinance, but the ordinance is an infraction. And because infractions do not normally result or ever result in jail time, the actions of the officer in pouncing on him with the use of force and cuffing him to enforce an infraction were over the top. And because of that, Buttermilk or whatever his name was, Honey Bear, prevails because the officer was overly zealous in the manner he went about enforcing the code.
So it sounds to me like we all got to the same home with a different road.
Yes.
Sort of like an existentialist feels about religion. Different paths to the same mountain.
That's what the Japanese say. Exactly. There are many paths to the top of Mount Fuji.
Oh, there you go. And that's wonderful.
Nice.
All right,
I took the easy path. Usually.
Each of you, those of you,
which is a tram. You guys climb whatever.
Climb. You get your ropes. I'm going up on the.
Is there a chauffeur and the four wheeler? Good, because I'm taking the tram. Right.
What did I hear? I heard the other day somebody said people take the escalator syndrome when they think about going to heaven. They just stand there, the smile on their face. But you ever notice that the people going down the escalator have the same smile? Whatever.
Look at me. Okay, so those of you who say it was a case, may I see, Bishop? That's all three of you.
Oh, brother.
Dun, dun, dun.
What? He snookered us.
It's a fake scenario based on an actual law in the state of Massachusetts that says it is illegal to dance to the national anthem. However, Denise's analysis was so good because there's a law that trumped it the only time it was ever enforced. There was a case made in the court, the state court where the case was tried, where they said, Your Honor, we have this thing called the First Amendment. And the judge said, case dismissed.
Yes.
So, Denise, you get 1 point.
I do.
Well, I agree with her.
You get 1 point.
Yes.
Todd, dang it, you're behind already, but only by 1 point. Think of that.
Well, hold on. So I'm looking up the law.
Yeah.
And I've found it.
Yes.
And it says that this shall be punished by a fine of not more than $100, which means it is an infraction, and you cannot pounce and use undue force to enforce an infraction.
Your theory was right.
So my theory was correct.
Right.
So I think I should get a point.
But that, ladies and gentlemen, is...
That is the case of the
Tell
of Honey Bear.
Yes. The Dancing Honey Bear.
Those of you who are new to our wonderful show, you now know what happens. That is case or no case. Everyone loves to play along. You can call in next time at 855-LAW-RADIO or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. You do not have to be on the air. Cal will take your call, and you can just tell him what you think, and we can put your response on the air. We do have responses, sometimes via text, email, whatever.
And apparently we've entered a new phase of case versus case or no case called the Cal gets to make up the rules as he goes along.
And we like it. Okay. You know why he gets to do that?
Because it's his case.
No, because there's no reward.
We've not yet determined what we are playing. You know, my answer would have been completely different if I didn't know what we were playing for.
We're going to come back and talk about Trump lawsuits. They are breaking records, the amount of lawsuits against Trump. We're going to talk about his bank records issue or whether or not they're going to be able to subpoena, that is, the Judiciary Committee is going to be able to get those records. We're going to talk about Clarence Thomas and Ruth Bader Ginsburg are definitely pounding on each other. This is exciting, and it's going to be fun to talk about. I know it's a serious thing, but you know what? We're going to discuss it when we come back. We'll be right back with Radio Law Talk. Stay with us.
Thank you for turning on Radio Law Talk. And remember, you can find all past episodes on RadioLawTalk.com via podcast. Just download them or listen to them there. Thank you for turning us on.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. That's 800-918-1376.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In. Ready to grow with you.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PENNEY lawyers.com.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
With 12 people dead and 4 injured after a gunman in Virginia Beach began a mass shooting at a city municipal building, questions are being asked of Congress about how it could have been prevented.
I don't have an answer to that question. The NRA and those that support the NRA have to answer that question.
Democratic Congressman Gregory Meeks on CNN. 11 of those killed were employees of the city. The gunman, identified as Dwayne Craddock, an engineer with the city's public utilities for 15 years. No motive has been given for the shooting. Colorado banned gay conversion therapy on Friday as the governor signed a bill one day before the start of LGBT Pride Month. Governor Jared Polis, who is openly gay, signed two bills dealing with LGBT rights, including the conversion therapy bill and another one allowing transgender and intersex individuals to update the gender on their birth certificate without needing proof of surgery by a court order or a legal name change. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Radio Law Talk. Now back to the show.
Now we get into the meat of things. If you want to call us at 855-LAW-RADIO and discuss things with us, that'd be great. Remember, we're talking about general topics of law. Seek local counsel. Look, lawsuits always occur when a new president comes in, and even when an existing president. But what's interesting that we're going to talk about here is the amount of lawsuits that have come forth since Trump has come along. And this has... Now, we're not talking politics, left, right, middle. This is just statistical facts. And the statistical facts are, you know, what happens is states will sue the federal government at times for things. Let me tell you, there's one state that does not get along with the Trump administration. I know it's a shocker. Everybody get ready. But the state of California, and more than anyone, Gavin Newsom, who is... politically, I don't care what the situation is. It is a fact. That guy is so far left, I'm not quite sure there's even anyone else over there. But he and the government and the attorney generals have brought a number of lawsuits. And because Trump is kind of hitting the snake, you know what I mean? It's like just whacking it to get make it mad. But, oh, by the way, you're not, last week we talked about, you're not going to get any more funding for the train. And they're like, what? We've got this funding. So there's things that Trump is doing to California that is making them upset. Let's say the state of California upset. So, but the amount
and vice versa.
Yes, that's exactly right.
And vice versa.
It's both ways. They're taunting each other.
They are.
And it's interesting for us lawyers to watch this. But statistically, Obama, what happened? So the attorney generals will bring these lawsuits. People who you understand, it's an attorney general's office for the state of California that actually does the suing. And while Obama, during his 8-year term, had approximately, I might be up one or two, 45 lawsuits during his 8-year reign of attorney generals that sued him over different things. The biggest one was what? The Obamacare thing. He had the number of lawsuits. in general, which you laid out to me,
yeah.
35 lawsuits in his, what, a little over 2 years now?
And these are multi-state, because that means that attorney generals from different states are joining into these lawsuits against Trump. And this phenomenon is relatively recent, because it started in Obama and really got ratcheted up in Obama, and then it's now like hitting its stride in Trump's administration.
And I think, in all fairness, we have to point out that these are states that are blue states, like California.
For the most part.
The very rare exceptions,
yes,
that
true.
Have decided, look, we want to be sanctuary states. Trump says, no, I'm not going to give you money. Well, let's all band together and sue him. We want to do this. Well, no, you're not going to do this. Well, let's all band together and sue him. So it's interesting to see the politicization, yes, of attorney generals who have gotten together and turned themselves into little political offices. It's fascinating to watch.
Yeah, Reagan
theater.
Administration.
It's on the federal level is the same, in my opinion.
I agree. I'm saying it's great theater.
Yes.
Is it not? There's an adversary,
yes,
and a protagonist and an antagonist, and it's really fun to watch.
So Reagan, during his eight-year period, 39 state lawsuits in 8 years. So he's right there in the... Obama's 45, 39. That seems like that's kind of like the target spot, because you go in and look at Bush. It said Bush Sr., don't forget he was only in for 4 years. He had 8 lawsuits. And again, I might be off one or two, but we're right around that point. Clinton had 18 in 8 years, which shows what you said, Denise. Is it starting to?
It's starting to grow, and it's because, in my opinion, it's because that more recently the presidents are using their executive power, and I think that they're starting to, you know, flex that muscle, and so the states are trying to, you know, contain it and, you know, that type of stuff.
Well, I want to take a quick jaunt back in history to the founding of the country, and what one of the concerns were, a major concern was on the part of the founding fathers, and that is, while they understood that we needed a federal government for certain things that were combined interests or unified interests on the part at the time of all 13 colonies that would become states, the big concern there was state sovereignty. All right. And so you had the states that all said, look, we want to be part of this federal government, but quite frankly, up in Maine, we don't want somebody making policy about us who lives in South Carolina, because your interests are all different than ours. And so the big thing here was about state sovereignty. It's why we have, I believe, the 10th Amendment to the Constitution, which says anything not specifically reserved to the federal government is left to the states to regulate. That's why states can do traffic laws and various things, because the Constitution doesn't cover that kind of stuff. And I see these lawsuits as really hitting the state, saying, okay, the issue of sovereignty is now coming back up, and you're making laws that infringe upon our state sovereignty. Now, I'm not saying I agree with the lawsuits. I'm not saying I agree with California or any of the blue states' lawsuits. But if you justify the lawsuits, I see it being justified under a state sovereignty issue, trying to keep that, to keep everybody from becoming a national federal government, as some, interestingly enough, after the election, as some have proposed, we ought to just abolish the states and have it be a federal thing. No, state sovereignty needs to stay.
It also impacts the 14th Amendment, because the 14th Amendment makes the laws apply to the states. So certain restrictions on government now apply to the states as well. So it has that interplay between the 10th and the 14th Amendment.
Yeah, so I'm going to continue on. That's exactly right. This is where we need to discuss. But more back to the statistics. So you nailed it perfectly, Denise, when you said it's increasing. Because Bush Jr., 8 years in office, 44 lawsuits. So Obama, 45. I mean, that's one off. But again, the interesting thing is, and you're right, it's really Obama and Trump that have really used the executive powers and privileges to go ahead and step maybe a little beyond what they can or can't do or trying. And so
it's like stepping on the floor with your name on it,
yeah,
but it's stepping on the legislature.
Right. And so they're pushing that a little bit, and these numbers show that it's growing. Now, the quick thing is, is so far, just in general, though, this is an important statistic, and this is according to, there's an individual from Marquette University, Paul Nolet, a political science professor that tracks this stuff. And Paul said the following. He said there's been 71 multi-state lawsuits against Trump so far. Again, and that including not just the attorney generals, but other type lawsuits. 71 in a 2-year period.
I just wanted to say there are many people who say, well, look at all of these lawsuits and this bickering between the Congress and the president and the courts. We're dysfunctional. I would beg to differ. It's proof that the system is working. They're balancing each other. They're going after each other the way they should, each making sure they don't cede power to the other. It's wonderful to see, I think.
Yes, I totally agree with you there.
Yes and no, and I'm going to talk. Yes and no, that there is a point where it gets to be so litigious that things stall. And I agree with you, Cal. That is correct. But where is the breaking point where it comes to a halt? The government is too busy fighting each other to do anything.
I would say two things on that. I remember when I was growing up, my dad used to use this phrase all the time. What's good for the goose is good for the gander, you know. And I look at this and I say, well, I wish people would learn from this. If Obama was going to use executive power, he should have understood, and people should recognize that if you set that presidential precedent of using executive power more than folks had in the past, then the next president who comes along that might not be of your political party or have your ideology will use the same thing. The same thing is true with what the Senate did when doing the nuclear option under Harry Reid to make it just a simple majority to avoid the filibuster. Well, if you're going to do that, then when the Republicans are in power, they're going to do the same thing. So, you know, what happens is going to happen.
Here's the interesting thing. Oh, let's impeach Trump. We're lawyers. Pelosi, as left as she is, and people don't like her, a lot of people don't, I think she's, wait a minute. You really want to impeach him when, okay, don't forget, we may be in power later. Does that mean the Republicans? I think there are a lot of them are saying, I think Pelosi's thinking that. What you just said.
Well, I think they are. One of the interesting things about the lawsuits against Trump, that about half of them do not involve his presidency. About half of these lawsuits involve his personal conduct and or business, personal business.
Prior or post or during?
Both.
Interesting.
Both.
So what does that tell you about if you're a business person, and again, try not to get political, a non-politician rolling in, a businessman saying, I'm going to shake everything up. I don't care if you're left or right. He is shaking everything up, guys and gals. It is shaking it up. And positive or negative, that's what he said he's going to do. He's doing it. And
absolutely.
I tell you, even within his own party, people are mad at him. Like Romney does not like the guy. I mean, clearly.
Well, there's a lot of people that don't like him. But let's just say this is the time to find out about how far that executive power is going to go.
That's right. As lawyers, that's
about
interesting to us. That's fine. Okay, when we come back, we're going to follow up a little bit more about Trump and the records, whether or not they're going to be able to get his records in the subpoenas from the Judiciary Committee.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows.
pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right. And now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At TCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The letters IRS give you anxiety. I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Time to get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
We're staying on the same road, the Trump road right now, and the reason is there's a lot of lawsuits to talk about. A Manhattan federal judge who rejected the request by President Trump in order to stop his private records being subpoenaed by the Judiciary Committee, which they're arguing, the Judiciary Committee argues, well, we're investigating this collusion with Russia, therefore we need to look to see if there's any loans or anything fishy going on here in Trump's personal records to determine whether or not there's any collusion. That's their argument. But the judge, and so the judge did say, yes, banks, there's two banks, go ahead and turn over the information, the subpoenas are valid. And Trump's team came in and said, look, okay, we don't agree with you. Give us time to appeal. And the judge did grant basically a stay until the appeal is heard. Again, those of you, everybody, most people know that it's just going to go to the appellate court. It's going to go to the Supreme Court after that.
Right. And in this, there's also another counter case, or not a counter, but a side-by-side case. So the records that the Judiciary Committee are seeking, or in another committee are seeking, are the accountant's records, so Trump's accountant's records, as well as the bank records. And they seem to be on very similar tracks, although they're in different states, which is kind of interesting. And what happens in both cases is the lower court said, the subpoenas are valid, that is well within the legislature's power of investigation, specifically Congress, and that the people that have been subpoenaed have to respond to the subpoena. So then the parties on both sides, Trump and the Congress, have agreed and stipulated to expedite these proceedings. So they've all agreed, and the judge has already signed off to stay the impact of it, to then appeal it, and then the appellate court has now agreed to expedite that appeal.
Right. Sometimes there's two. In the appellate court, they have the full appellate court that'll sit and hear it, and sometimes it's just a small portion where, like, three or four of them. Usually it's three, and they'll do a partial review. So I don't know if they're going to do the full appellate court's going to review, or it'll just be a partial review. But that's coming up, and we're going to be following this throughout the next few weeks.
Absolutely. So we'll see what happens.
Now, what's nice about being the host, and these are my co-hosts, but still, and pretty much they will overrule me sometimes, but I want to talk about the woman who sues Disney World after a bird dive bombs her at the resort. Now, this is the dreaded evil bird syndrome case, and because the bird apparently was attacking, but apparently it had a nest nearby. And this lady has sued. Now, this is what's interesting to me. Okay, those of you who don't
know. Who'd she sue?
She sued Disney World.
Oh, my gosh.
And God. Maybe God.
She's not the bird.
God.
She didn't sue the bird.
Yeah, the bird has no assets. That's the problem. So, Todd does criminal law. Denise does family law. And I'm the personal injury lawyer in this group here. So, this is the most interesting thing that just, what? This is what he's asking for this lady. Her name is Lisa Dixon. They're asking unspecified damages in excess of $15,000. Now, it says in excess of $15,000. Now, it could be any amounts, but from this bird dive bombing her, and again, I guess it can happen. I've got to be careful because I have, you know, traumatic brain injury and a herniated disc.
That's serious stuff.
That is a serious injury.
And I'm going to argue for her.
Okay, now, argue. That's what I want to know. I want to know how.
I want to argue for her because, now, this is in Florida, so I do not practice in Florida.
Right.
This is in Orange County Circuit Court in Florida. So things might be a little bit differently said, but the concept is the same. If this was in the Polynesian Shores part of the Polynesian Village, part of Disney World. And right. In that whole complex, it's all managed, maintained, and everything by Disney World. All the animals that get there are there by virtue of Disney World allowing that. All of the things that are the things that draw people to it are part and parcel because Disney World controls everything. So she is at this place. They know. That means they, meaning Disney World, knows that these birds are there. They know that these birds have dive-bombed other people before.
They're nesting right there.
They're nesting.
That.
They're protecting their nests. They're doing all of that stuff. So because they didn't stop the bird or put some kind of protective notice to her to warn her that that could happen, they're liable.
Now I'm going to put my defense lawyer hat on. Okay.
Yes.
Because, by the way, my attorneys are former defense lawyers. Now, if you look at the pictures of where this is, these are these little cool huts or their bungalows sitting out on the water on these piers. This is on the water in Disney World. My argument is, how the heck can they control these birds? Now, yes, can they take the nest and move it or throw it away? Then you're going to get sued by the environmentalists saying you're harming these birds when you can't do that. So it's almost like darned if you do, darned if you don't, Disney World. You know, what are they going to do? They do something to the birds and their nests, they're going to get sued. They allow them to dive bomb people, they're going to get sued. I say you put a sign, it's a warning sign.
That's
issue.
All you need.
You put the big warning sign, be prepared to be dive bombed and pooped on.
There are wild animals here. Look out for them. That would be fine.
Do you remember the crocodile that dragged the kid into the water at Disney World?
Yeah. Well, you know, okay, so my thought on this is, I'll give you an example. I like the San Francisco Giants, and one thing that you notice at the end of every Giants game is the seagulls start coming in.
Right.
And it's like they know when the game is going to be over with. Even if it's an extra inning game, the seagulls show up going, dude, you guys are supposed to be done about a half hour ago. Okay, and it gets to be an issue. If the Giants could do something about wildlife, the birds, they would. They would keep them out. But you know what? They're wild animals. You can't do anything about it. The lawsuit does not specify the type of bird other than to say it was a seasonal nesting bird. And if Disney did not bring that bird in, like a species from, it's not indigenous to Disney World, that's in Florida. It's not indigenous there. It comes from a Polynesian island or something like that. They brought it in there specifically to have it there. I get the liability. But if it's just a bird that's using the facility, and it's the same bird that you could find 5 miles away in Billy Bob's garage, I don't see how Disney has the ability to regulate it, to do anything with it, other than what Fred said, putting up a warning sign.
Yeah.
I think that's what's really interesting is there are federally protected bird habitats. And nationwide, we have those in a lot of different states. And Disney can argue that this is a private place. We cannot, you know, control these natural things that are occurring on this private property, so we don't have any duty to Lisa Dixon.
So the lawsuit did say that Disney failed to properly warn. Would be interested to know what, if any, warning signs were there. Look, if Disney knew that a bird was there, and if they can show that there were previous complaints that this bird was very protective of its nest and it dive-bombed others, and they knew about that, they had received complaints, and they didn't put up any warning signs to at least allow somebody in her position to say, you know what? I don't want to take the risk of even going to the dock because they told us what happened. Then I think Disney has something, but it's based on the warnings.
Those of you who live in California or around the desert areas like of Arizona, New Mexico, you will notice on golf courses. Tell me, Todd, maybe I'm going to quiz you, or Cal, or Denise, I know you're not a golfer. What signs have you seen on those golf courses?
I see the rattlesnake signs.
The rattlesnake signs. Right. There are signs that say be dangerous, be prepared, or
be
aware of dangerous rattlesnakes. Because you hit your ball out into the little rough area, or you out by the granite outcroppings, you're going and looking for your ball, and bam, you get hit.
You know what? You can buy Disney World warning signs on the internet. There's one for Space Mountain that's on sale for $90.
Oh, my God.
Somebody yes. steals them, or are they genuine?
I think they're created.
It's created, probably.
Yeah, they're created. And the warning sign for Splash Mountain is really interesting because it talks about high blood pressure and all the stuff you could suffer from, and you shouldn't go on the ride should you suffer from these different.
Yeah, so maybe it just was a picture of a bird dive-bombing someone that in multiple languages say, warning, dive-bombing, pooping, and hitting you.
Hold on to your hot dog bun.
Hold on to your bun and everything else. I don't know. I'm not taking the case. I'm a little busy, but I'm not doing the dive-bombing. So anyway, interesting. Brain damage and surgery on the neck from a dive-bombing bird. There may be something there that I don't know, but that's interesting. We're going to be back. We're gonna talk about a lot more things, including Ginsburg and Thomas. We'll be back second hour.
This is Radio Law Talk. Thanks for listening.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. problem immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.